LMFM 88.9 AM Radio.
And as the athletes take the bell in the last lap of the men's 10,000 metres at the World Juniors, who's going to get the first gold at these championships? And Cheboi is the first to commit. The Kenyan has gone first. And in behind him, we've got the fastest in the world this year, Cheptegei. And those two look as if they're going to fight out the gold. In behind, Kosmibai from Kenya cannot stay with them. So we go down the back straight, and Cheboi is the one that's committing the hardest. Can he maintain this? He looks as if he's going to have trouble, though, because the fastest in the world this year, Cheptegei, is now starting to kick again. And he's led for about 10 laps. He took a rest for 200 metres just as Cheboi started to try and make a move. But all he did was just use that to get a bit of air in his lungs, because as he rounds into the home straight, the best in the world this year is going to take the gold and the World Championships. Cheptegei from Uganda starts to stretch away, and he's emulating what his compatriot did in the shape of Boniface Kiprop. It's Uganda's second gold in the World Juniors 10,000 metres. Cheptegei takes it.
How did it feel to win the World Junior Championships, the second time a Ugandan has won a World Junior 10,000 metres?
Yeah, I feel so much happy and delighted after winning the 10,000 metre race. Yeah, I'm very delighted and happy.
Did you have any nervousness before the race, not knowing what to expect?
No, I was confident and I knew I was going to make it, yeah.
How happy is everybody in the Ugandan family now?
Oh, wow, very happy. Yeah, they're very happy after seeing the Uganda flag up. Whoa, yeah, yep. Good, yeah.
And you had a 59-second last 400 meters. Is that the way that you normally run, very fast at the end?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's my style of running, yeah.
Thank you, Joshua, and good luck to you in future competitions.
Thank you. You're welcome. I'm grateful.